I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser with a look at the weather for corn and soybean production in South America. This corn and soybean season is starting out on a wet note in many areas. Rainfall has been plentiful across Argentina and South Brazil for a while now, and rains have kicked in more recently farther north across Paraguay, center-west Brazil, and southeast Brazil. We will enter December focusing more on finding breaks in the rain for planting than having conditions that are too dry. Zeroing in on specific areas, we'll start with Argentina. Rainfall has been frequent enough that planting progress has been slow thus far. A window of dry weather in recent days has likely allowed for a rapid pickup in planting, but another halt is coming. Rain will return over the weekend, stopping planting for several days. Then better weather for planting should follow, starting during the middle of next week. As we move through the front half of December, the greatest concern will be rain interfering with timely planting. However, crops in the ground are benefiting from ample soil moisture. Much the same can be said for South Brazil, including the states of Rio Grande do Sul, Santa Catarina, and Paraná. Frequent rains during the South American spring have been common thus far. More rain late in the weekend into early next week will halt fieldwork for several days, followed by some drier weather later next week. Farther north, across Paraguay, center-west Brazil states of Mato Grosso, Mato Grosso do Sul, and Goiás, and southeast Brazil states of Sao Paulo and Minas Gerais, rainfall wasn't as frequent in October, but picked up in November. Going forward, it appears that frequent showers and thunderstorms in the coming week will produce above-average rainfall. That will benefit newly planted crops, but will slow field work in places that need it. Looking longer range, a weak El Nino is forming in the Pacific Ocean. That is defined as warmer than normal sea surface temperatures in the eastern Pacific near the equator. El Nino typically has a direct impact on weather in South America, especially when it becomes strong. The key correlation between El Nino and corn and soybean growing season weather is wetter than normal conditions in the major production areas of Argentina and South Brazil. That is true especially after the first of the year. While this El Nino is not expected to become strong, a weak to moderate El Nino is likely. That is enough to increase the chance of above-average rainfall this growing season in Argentina and South Brazil, a weather pattern that we are already starting to see. That is your South American weather update for Commodity Week. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.